if somebody, if you give a bracelet to someone, or say to a girl, and you say, why don't you, if you wanted her to wear it, what would you say to her? A bracelet.
Why don't you,
say wear or put it on?
Wear my bracelet.
If you were going to lift something like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you might put up a pulley and blocks and a rope, and what would you call doing it, actually making it come up then?
Or pull it.
You want to count to 20 for me now, 10 says, and I'm doing the first one.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Now, if there were a group of people in line, and the man, say you were the first one in line, what would you, the next person would be which one?
The second one.
This one we did yesterday, but it didn't take, so we'll do it again today. Sometimes you feel you get your good luck just a little of the time, but you feel the bad luck comes high up. That's the one we did yesterday. How does bad luck come into your house? Would you say all at once or two once, or how would you express it? Bad luck comes.
All at one time.
Last year you got 20 bushels to an acre, and this year you got 40 bushels, then how would you express that this year's crop was just what? Would you say better, or twice as good, or how would you express it? You compare 20 to 40?
You would say better, but if it went into to discussion, well then you would tell the other one that it was twice as good.
And if a child went to trick you and he hid behind the couch, he'd have to go back there, and would you say he'd scrunch down or squat down or hunker down or crouch? Which one of those would you use?
Scrooge. I call it Scrooge. Now you may be calling it Scrouch. That would be the same, I think. Virginia.
And Raleigh then is the capital of which state?
What?
Raleigh.
North Carolina.
Am I not pronouncing that the way you would? Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.